Welcome to the Lively Living with Lupus podcast. I am your host, Lydia Romero Johnson, holistic health coach and registered nurse. So glad that you're here. Today is day number 27 of the 30 days of an attitude of gratitude challenge. And tomorrow, well, actually hours from now, will be Thanksgiving 2019. Exciting, right? So I hope that you've been listening along the way. If you haven't, please do go back to the previous podcast and join in on the different topics of gratitude throughout the month. And please do share thoughts, feelings, anything that comes to you pertaining to the topic. And if you like what you hear, please do go to iTunes and do a review for this podcast. And if you haven't subscribed, please do that as well. Would greatly appreciate it. And if you know someone who is looking to live their happiest and healthiest best life with lupus, a lively life with lupus, please do tell them about it and have them subscribe and listen as well. All right. So today, if you listened to the previous episode, you know that I recently had a fall at work, which was like so strange. But that happened and I ended up spraining my ankle. I was in a lot of pain. And here I am a couple days in and feeling so much better. I mean, I guess when you get that pain that is just like so intense that just like honestly the weight of my foot existing was just ridiculous, to then be in a place where your foot is, you know, stabilized and you have more range of motion is just like so much better. So I'm absolutely grateful for improvement. I'm absolutely grateful for my body's ability to heal itself, actually, like thinking back to times, especially with the lupus, when things, would happen with me, I feel like they would really like rock me and kind of throw things off with my health. And I feel like my body, the baseline of it is so much stronger and resilient. So I'm very grateful for that. And along with my mindset too, I think that definitely plays a role in it with how I am thinking about and looking at and approaching, you know, the injury and the healing journey. I feel like I want to come out like even stronger than what I was beforehand. And I'm definitely thinking about prevention and balance issues or instability. And appreciation for my ankle, which is something I think we could sometimes take for granted. I saw the doctor today and, you know, he's like, you know, once you have an ankle injury like this, you know, you're so much more prone to have another one, especially if you don't strengthen it and, you know, really stabilize it and, you know, just get it healthier and stronger. And so that is just like going back to that pain, although, right, who wants pain? Nobody. But going back on that pain and how I was feeling in that time and in that space, I don't want to go back to that. I feel like this is something that has happened. And again, I always say, whoever can find the lesson or the little gem in the situation, learn from it, grow from it. And it is really inspiring me to rethink and look at some things regarding more specifically my fitness levels and my physical strength and abilities. And so that's definitely something that I will be working on along the way. So I'm grateful for, I guess, ultimately grateful for, right, things happen the way that they happen. And just grateful to be getting the bits of information that I'm getting along the way with the healing process and even the information and the approach that the doctor had with me today, sports medicine doctor, you know, he works with athletes. And so he's like, oh no, like it used to be totally just like rest up or, you know, are in a boot or things like that. Like we want to encourage movement. He said, motion is lotion. I believe his name was Dr. Yoshi, I think his name was. Okay, but in any case, he was, you know, really amazing doc, and I just liked his whole vibe, approach, and his teaching also as he's going through talking about the injury and the healing process. And but that just really stuck with me too. Motion is lotion. Like, how cool is that, right? And basically, like, if we don't use it or baby it too much, we're just gonna make it prone to more injury and more pain and all of those things. And definitely, along with my lupus journey, I've found, like, if I just lay or am not active or things, like, that's when pains, especially back in the day when I did have pains and I was trying to really protect them, and it would almost make it worse. And it wasn't until I was able to lean into physical activity and really appreciating what pushing my body at times, what trying new and different exercises and all could do for me, and how it was so much of a benefit to the joint pain and to the muscle pain and flexibility and range of motion and all those other things. So anyway, that's kind of what's speaking to me tonight. Yeah, that's it. So let me know something about your physical health, or maybe even a past injury that you've had that has brought either a golden nugget, a bit of information, something that was a benefit. So even though it was something that wasn't the greatest thing ever that happened, but there was a learning curve, or it motivated or inspired you. If you can kind of write as your journal prompt or reflect on what is something that's happened that was maybe not the greatest thing, but ultimately led to growth or had a positive along with it for your health and wellness. All right, that's it. Thank you much. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.